That's one of the big yesodos of Judaism. You have to Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah. You say the right things, you don't say the stupid things. So some people say that you can mekayim Bikur Cholim for a person with a contagious disease by calling on the telephone. Other poskim don't like calling on the telephone. They say that if you've ever gone to visit a chole, so you peek in from the side, and you see, is the guy sleeping or not sleeping? Is he ready for visitors or not ready for visitors? No? If you call on the phone, whenever the phone rings, you pick it up. No? You might be disturbing the chole more by calling them on the phone than you would be otherwise. It is not pashut that Bikur Cholim can be done over the phone. Look in the Sefer HaZikaron for the Pachad Yitzchak, the Sefer Igros Lebal Pachad Yitzchak. Rav Huttner develops a theory that you might not be mekayim Bikur Cholim at all al yedei the telephone. See, Rav Moshe feels that Bikur Cholim al yedei the telephone is a kiyum hametzvah, but not the same extent as Bikur Cholim in person. Yeil chuba, you should go. But that's like the hinder. Rav Huttner feels that you're not mekayim Bikur at all on the telephone, because Rav Huttner, based on the Gemara's and the Nedarim, says that the yesod of Bikur Cholim is that you're supposed to look for what the chola needs. I go into the room, I see how the guy's doing, no? I see, are the doctors taking good care? By the way, don't look in people's charts without their permission. That's called invading their privacy. Don't do that. Okay? I've seen it also. Oh, wow, what a mahala you have. Don't, idiot. Okay? Don't do those things. But, says Rav Huttner, the mitzvah of bikur, the title of the word bikur, is to investigate. No, lachzos denoyam Hashem ulevaker beheichalo. Levaker doesn't mean that you want to be a visitor in the Beis Medrash. It means that you want to investigate. You want to learn what goes on be'iyun. That's really the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Okay, yesh lachkarin the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. What gather of chola is necessary to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim? No, in Hilchos Shabbos they have a mechush ba'alma. I'm not even allowed to take a tayin alma. I'm allowed to take a Tylenol, but I don't really have kulas to the same extent. Yeah, you're on Nafri is mutter, right? But you don't have the full kulas, but then Chayvash Yesh Bo Sakana is all the kulas on Shabbos. Right? Is there only Bikur Cholim Samas a Chayvash Yesh Bo Sakana? What about Samas a Chayvash Yesh Bo Sakana? Nah, you ever thought about this question? Right? What's the gather of a chola for Bikur Cholim? If I'm not mistaken, the Ramban in Torah Ha'adam, again, I haven't had a chance to like, reread the Rambans, but I think the Ramban in Torah Ha'adam, after Mechush, he does chola she'im bo sakana, and over there, in that context, he brings in Bikur Cholim. Now, if this is correct, so then Yesh la'ayim, and the end of the siman in Shin Lamed Hey is a discussion. What comes first, Nichum Avelim or Bikur Cholim? No. So the Mechaber Paskins, which one comes first? Nichum Avelim. Right. Mechaber writes. Now, where is it? The Rambam. Sorry, Nichum Avelim is Kodem LeBikur Cholim. The Shach sit cutting your kalaf, jumps up and down, spits water nipples, and the Shach says, "No, Rambam. You're not correct. Maybe Bikur Cholim is Kodem for Nichum Avelim. Right? Because by Bikur Cholim you could dive in for the guy to live. Effectively what the Shach is saying is that the Kuach Nefesh overcomes. The Kuach Nefesh is always takes precedence over anything else in Judaism. Im Kenem HaDevarim. So then it should emerge as follows. Right? If we're right that you're Mekayim Bikur Cholim and Sons of Chol HaShe'en Bo Sakana. So for a chola she'ein bo sakana, nichum aveilim is called them to bikur cholim, because nichum aveilim is a chesed im hachayim im hameisim. That's called them to bikur cholim. But for a chola she'yesh bo sakana, then bikur cholim is called them to nichum aveilim. No, I think that's what would emerge lahalacha. One or two other nekudos that I'd like to discuss And what do you do at the end of life? So obviously, I should write the way Rav Shachter says it over. Did any of you guys take the Chochmas Adam off the shelf? I was just looking for the Chochmas Adam before and I couldn't find it. So it could be that one of you guys stole it. But I seem to remember that the Chochmas Adam says as follows. It might be in the Kuntras Matzevas Moshe. The Matzevas Moshe is the Chochmas Adam lost his son named Moshe. And he didn't like the way the Chevra Kadisha prepared him for burial. So he wrote a whole kuntras about the proper way to do a tahara, etc. And over there he goes through some of the rules and regulations of Bikur Cholim, etc. So the kuntras Matzeres Moshe, the Chochmas Adam, I have to remember exactly where it is. He says like this: if someone doesn't show up in shul for 3 days in a row, so the Chevra goes to his house. Now, in Europe, there was a Chevra Kadisha and a Chevra Bikur Cholim. And they were the same people. That means, if you don't show up in shul 3 days in a row, the Chevra Kadisha knocks on the door. Hey, Ezra, you haven't been at Shacharis for a while. Are you dead or sick? The only two excuses not to be in Shacharis for 3 days in a row is Oib Eris Gestorben, Oib Eris Krank. That's it. You're dead or you're sick. Woo! Interesting. So the Chochmas Adam writes that the Chevra goes to his house to look after 3 days, and then the Chevra should say vidui with him. I think in Yitzhak, maybe tomorrow, we'll talk about some of the inyanim of vidui. Now, it says in the Shulchan Aruch over here, in Se'if Zayin, it tells us if Dalet Hey Hayadavin, Sif Zayin says, Omrim lo Shayitin Daito al Inyonov, Im Hilve O Hifkirit Achirim, Achim Hilvu O Hifkidu Etlo, Vaal Yifra Mipneza Mehamavis. You tell a guy near the end, listen, Rebgid, make sure all your affairs are in order. If you owe money, now is a good time to pay up. And you shouldn't worry that you'll die by not paying up, because you should pay up. It's like a little bit what we would call passive-aggressive. No? You shouldn't worry, mipnei hamavis, but you should pay up at the end. This comes from a Ramban, b'shem the Meseches Smachos. No? This comes from the Ramban, b'shem the Meseches Smachos. The Gra in Oz Tes gives you the entire nusach of the Meseches Smachos. Now, what's interesting to note, by the way, is the guy notes, it's a Torah Sa'adah B'Shem Mem Sin, is Meseches Smachos, the Eino B'Meseches Smachos Shalano. In our Meseches Smachos, it doesn't appear. Meaning, we have a different version of Meseches Smachos than the Ramban is quoting, and this is a constant refrain in the Gra. Many times in the Gain, in Shin Lamed Hei through Shin Mem, he's quoting Dinim from the Meseches Smachos, Vushteinisht in Unzer Meseches Smachos. Now, part of this din is, in the Meseches Smachos, you say, Misha Adam Ole Lamita, Nechnosem Etzel V'Omrim Lo, Lo Dvarim Mechayim, V'Lo Dvarim Meisim, words don't keep you alive or kill you, Shemeh Hovisa, Shemeh Hovach Adam, Shemeh Kata Yisobnei Adam, etc. And then it says that you're supposed to write a tzava'a for the person at that time. No? When you go in to meet the person at the end, that's when the guy should write a will and testament. Now, Rav Shechter quotes, we don't have the Sefer in the Beis Medrash. I'm thinking of stealing it from the other Beis Medrash. Maybe I'll do that. There's a book, the Chaim Uvracha L'Mishmeres Shalom. Chaim Uvracha L'Mishmeres Shalom is an alphabetical listing of all the dinim in Avelos and in Hilchos Lulav. I have no idea why he chose these two topics. Maybe he learned in YU. In the same year that we learned Sukkah, we're doing Avelos. That's the only story I can think of. But in the Chaim Uvracha L'Mishmeres Shalom, he goes through all of the dinim, and in Ois Tzadi, under Tzava'a, he says that when you're 60, you should write a will. Today they generally tell you that when you have children, you should write a will. When you write a will, you have to make sure that you write the will in a halakhically
proper way. No?
But Moshe Feinstein is a friend of Avraham Huffman, that all wills operate halachically, that the expression bequeath means that I'm giving it over mechayim right before I die. But most posts can feel that you should write a halachic will, which means that you should make sure that you give your money while you're still alive. Sha'achas lefnei misosi, I want to give all of my nechasim to my children, because in our world, sons and daughters inherit evenly. Now, there is a mitzvah. I have a son who's a bechor. I did a pinyan ben on him and everything. So my son actually the other night asked me, he said, Abba, if I don't behave well, are you going to take away my double portion? I don't know what possessed him to ask this question. So I said, no, I wouldn't be allowed to do it, because remember Baba Basra says that there's an Isser of Avurei Achsanta, Afilu Mibrabisha, Lepnatova. Right? That's what I tell him. There's an Isser. I can't take the Yerusha away even from a bad son to a good son. And so I'm not going to do that. What we usually do, though, is you leave like a small amount of money, $1,000, $10,000, whatever you had. You see, that money should be divided al pi halacha. Everything, and that money will be the real Yerusha. Everything else, I'm giving over sha'achas lefnei misasi equally to all my children, the sons and the daughters, etc. Right? That's a very important thing, to write a proper halachic will. These are some of the dinim. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue these halachos tomorrow. I want guys to just read very quickly until Shin Mem. Shin Mem begins the Iker of Hilchos Avilos, and I think we could still make Mincha if we hurry. Okay.